Testing 1, 2, 3, testing. Okay, I want you to tell your name and your address.
Okay, Zoda Ferguson, 307 Tyler, Rock Springs.
Okay, you were born, could you tell me where you were born?
I was born in Greeley, Colorado.
Okay, and how long did you live in Greeley for?
I was there about a month. My folks had a farm out of Loveland, Colorado. But my father was employed on the Union Pacific Railroad, so in December of the year I was born, we moved back to Cheyenne, where I resided through school.
Okay. Can you remember of any incidences between before you went to school, any kind of games you used to play, or, you know, the friends you used to have, or, you know, things you used to do when you were, you know, before you went to school?
I had a friend that lived right down the street. We used to dress our dogs up in doll clothes and put them in the doll buggies and walk them around the block. My godparents lived right around the block from me, and periodically I'd get over there and they'd have to call my mother to see if I could stay. We'd set the timer on the stove and it would ding when my 15 or 20 minutes was up and it was time for me and my dog to go back home.
Okay. When you lived in Cheyenne, did you live in the city or did you live in the outskirts?
I lived in town all the time. The first house we moved into when I was about a year old, we rented for a while, but the first home I really remember was about two blocks from the Capitol building on what is now House Avenue, just north of the Memorial Hospital.
Okay. So it was more, you grew up without city life.
Right. I had no country life except what we got by friends that we went to visit.
Okay. Did you go to kindergarten?
Yes.
You did go to kindergarten. Okay. Did you walk to kindergarten? Did you have the bus?
Yes, I walked to kindergarten. I went to Gibson Clark School, which I don't think they hold classes in any longer. It was only about four blocks from home, and I can remember walking to school and walking home and mother standing out watching for me because I had a bad habit of going to friends' houses instead of coming straight home.
Okay, for elementary school, what elementary school did you go to?
I went to Gibson Clark for the first 6 years.
Okay.
I only went to the one school. Then went to McCormick Junior High School in the old McCormick Junior High, which is now known as the Emerson Building, taken over by the state. And then to the original Cheyenne High School, and at that time there was only one high school.
All right.
We got our first television when I was in seventh grade. And we would occasionally eat in front of the television, but
now, from what I hear from living here today, how about radio? How could you get it in clear enough?
We had good radio. We were able to get most of the Denver.
Were
stations out of Denver, and yes, we listened to the Lone Ranger and the Shadow and all the good. It was one of the favorite of our homes.
Something to bring back, I wish they would. Okay, and your mom did all the cooking?
Yes.
Did she do all the cooking and all the cleaning, or did she have anybody ever come in? With all our mind,
washer, and even then we did not have the dryer. The washing was done in an old for the wringer, and all the clothes were hung out. There was too much of an age difference. Like I said before, she was 38 when I was born. She and her mother were very, very close. They were like 20 years apart. We're almost 40 years apart. And at that time, cars had become a big thing. TV came into being. And I really think there were a lot, I think that period in our time, there was more changes that made it harder to deal with. And I can remember certain TV shows, and one was Bob Hope. She did not really like me to watch Bob Hope because some of his jokes were a little risque and off color, and she didn't like that. We just weren't able to communicate as well as we probably should have been, and we still have a problem.
You said cars. Have you always remembered having a car? Your family always remembered having a car?
No, there was a time when I remember we didn't have a car, and that was during the war, when they asked people to sell their cars. We lived close enough to town and close enough to the railroad for my dad to get back and forth to work. There were several years that we did not have a car. And so one of the big thrills was with a neighbor or a friend who did have a car would take us on a Sunday afternoon ride. We just didn't have one. We walked to the grocery store and we walked to the...
There was no buses at that time either.
There was some bus service in Cheyenne at that time. I don't know if that was why. Very possibly could have been, because a lot of people did give up their cars. And the bus ran out there to bring those people into town, too.
Would you wish you were a more colder person?
Our family was not an affectionate person. My dad was more, but he wasn't home as much. His family... the little visits I remember with my grandmother on his side were more, you know, more the put their arm around. To this day, I can go well, and lots of times I leave without kissing her goodbye. And it doesn't even dawn on me, because we just have never been a real affectionate person.
If you had any worries or any problems,
Not easily, no.
Who did you talk
to? I'm a lot bottled up. I get myself in trouble by talking to friends that weren't maybe as close as they should be, and then you end up in a mess.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anybody older, an older friend to talk to? Anybody who was, you know,
no.
Earlier married or anything? Okay. When you had a birthday, was it different than any other day?
My mother's birthday and my birthday were the same day. I was born on my mother's birthday. And yes, when I was little, I had birthday parties, and she did try to make it special. It falls on Thanksgiving every 6 years, which can prove interesting.
And okay, you mentioned that you did take piano lessons. What age did you start taking piano?
I started piano when I was 4.
Okay, and how long did you play?
I took piano lessons up until 10. When I was 9, I started playing violin.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued with the violin as my major instrument. Going on to college, violin scholarship for applied violin. And since there isn't much demand for professional violinists in the state of Wyoming, until we moved in 1976. And I have played a little bit with the community group that they're trying to get started here in Rock Springs, but I'm very unhappy with my playing because I don't practice.
Okay. Was there any kind of games you played? I saw you playing with Devin, your son.
We played a lot of cards at our house. I don't remember when I learned to play, like cribbage, gin. My grandfather, on my mother's side, I had one grandparent on each side. He used to come down, he was from Montana, and would come and spend from before our birthdays till after New Year's with us. And I learned to play poker and gin and cribbage and a lot of other card games.
Now, you were, I realize you were small at the time, but can you remember, you said you gave up cars during World War II. Is there anything else you can remember giving up?
Not really. I hear now the talk of I can't even think what they call them, but the coupons that you to get sugar and to get these sort of things. But I was small enough that I really don't remember that. I vaguely remember a few times when we had the blackouts and we had to turn out all the lights and have the house in the town. It was totally dark. But as far as going without any other conveniences, I either didn't know that they were conveniences that I was going without, or, and I don't think my mother made me aware of it because she had lived through the Depression, and mm-hmm. the things that they probably gave up during the war were nothing compared to what they'd gone through during the Depression.
Okay, can you remember anything your mom used to say? To say that that's what, you know, she used to give up?
Well, I think the and when they had real problems, time. And not only did they eat them, but the dogs that they had eating baking powder biscuits to survive during the Depression. But during the war, the only thing I really remember, and that was not weak country, that it, you know, it wasn't something that they forced on us. They had asked that if you could get by to do it, and we did it as a patriotic gesture more than because we were told to.
Okay. Was your family very religious? Was your mom? And
I went to Sunday school and to church. I grew up, I was active in my church, sang in the junior choir from the time I was, I don't know, 9 or 10. With the voice I've got, that was a real sacrifice for the choir. Taught Sunday school from the time I was in late junior high and high school. Was real active in the state youth group. Made a lot of good friends through my church and through the state youth groups. One of which is still a very close friend. We were roommates when we went to college. She was from Casper. We were roommates in college. She's the godmother of my daughter. And now lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I'm godmother to their oldest son, and we continue to correspond.
Okay. How did you spend your Saturdays? What was a good thing?
A lot of it was practicing. I practiced I don't remember how much I practiced as younger, but by the time I got into high school, I was practicing 4 hours a day. I can also remember going to the Story Arc Library, which was on Saturday mornings, as a younger in the old library, which they tore down to make a parking lot.
Okay, how'd you spend your Sundays?
Went to church, to Sunday school and church.
How long did it usually last?
Oh, get home 12:30, maybe 9:30, 10 to little afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Did you have, you know, your special Sunday clothes to wear?
Oh, yes.
Sunday
yes.
shoes?
Had your Sunday dress and your Sunday shoes, and always got a new dress for Easter.
Okay. Did you usually wear the same dress every Sunday?
Yes. You had your winter's, the one that I usually got my Christmas dress, quote unquote, like for my birthday or just prior to it since it was in November. And that was my Sunday school dress. And then at Easter, I would get a new one, which was Easter and summery,
and that was with
the
full
summer.
Hat and gloves.
Oh yes, a little purse and black patent Mary Janes usually, or something similar.
Okay, did your father take an interest in politics?
Yes and no. My family was, my mother was, just as my husband and I are. My mother was a registered Republican. My father was a registered Democrat, and I can remember some. Discussions. They never took it to the point of real hatred discussions, but they did have a lot of fun with it. And there was definitely discussions. As I was growing up, I don't think either one of them ever really voted a straight ticket. They were more interested in the man and the issues. As my mother's gotten older, I think she's become more set in her ways and more one straight ticket. Although now she isn't even well enough to get out and vote. But.
Okay, then would you say, okay, Wyoming is equal, the equality state. Okay, now, do you think that made a difference? I mean, women didn't really talk about You know, they if they you know they were more subdued and didn't really talk about what they were going to vote. And if their husband said you do this, then you do it. Would you say
not
that your mother was that
no,
way?
No, not in my family. Mother spoke up and voted the way she felt, and there was lots of laughs about how they canceled each other's votes if they went separate ways.
Okay. When your parents weren't working, how did they spend their time and how they spend time with you together?
Okay, my mother spent a great deal of time with me. I can remember when I was little, she used to help me play house, and she would make special little cakes for me. My dad really wasn't around very much, and I really feel like I missed something by not having him around. We did get a few vacations due to the war. I can remember two or three vacations that were planned that were canceled because of my dad's job as an official on the railroad, keeping troop trains and et cetera, moving. Vacations were canceled. One time my vacation was canceled, and so Mother and I went to Salt Lake by ourselves. I didn't know that there was any way to travel except on a train because we had a pass, and so we went everywhere on a train. We went to Oregon one time. I was in the eighth grade when we went to prior to the eighth grade when we went to Oregon. We did make a couple trips back to Kansas when I was real small to my dad's
family.
Was in Kansas. I can only remember one trip to Montana to visit my mother's family prior to going up for my grandfather's funeral.
Okay, you lived in Wyoming. When was the first time you saw the Tetons or Yellowstone?
I think I was about 8 or 9 when we went to the Tetons and into to Yellowstone and out the famous Cook City Road down into. My mother was raised in Bear Creek, Montana, which is now a ghost town, and went to high school in Red Lodge, Montana. So the Cook City Road out of Yellowstone Park comes down into Cook City, Montana, and then you can easily go on over to Red Lodge. And I was around, well, my dad got his leg broke in the blizzard of 49. And was off work for 9 months, and during that time that's when we first real chance to get some vacation.
Okay, now if he was an official, did he have any set times off?
No, he was on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So there wasn't very many times you can remember going and seeing him, or even going on vacation. There were very few.
And I can remember lots of like piano recitals, little programs at school when Daddy would be getting ready to go, and they'd call him and he'd have to go to work. Mm-hmm. And the disappointment of Daddy not getting to go.
Okay. Did your mom have any interest out of the home since your father wasn't there?
No. My mother unfortunately devoted her whole life to me. I was hardly ever left with a babysitter even. Mm-hmm. And she was always home when I came home from school, and she did not have outside interest. My mother is a loner type person, not at all like I am. She was not one who belonged to things. She did help with organizations that I was in as I got older and joined Job's Daughters and things like that. She did work as a counselors and adult supervisors for the groups for me. Mm-hmm. But as far as any organizations for herself, she had no interest.
Well, now did you, what, you have you, the different groups you were in, like, well, not the other campfire girls and Girl Scouts or anything like that. Did you belong to anything like that when you
I belonged to Girl Scouts, but not for a great length of time. I think I was in Brownies for a little while. And then when I became 12, our family has always been a very Masonic family. My dad was very active in the Masonic Lodge. My mother's grandfather was. My mother never joined any of their organizations, but I went into Job's Daughters and became very active and am a passed honor queen of Bethel 33 in Cheyenne. And Mother worked with that.
Okay,
with
and
me.
she got involved in it then.
Mm-hmm.
because of me.
Okay.
Well, now can you remember any times that your mother would leave you alone and your father and her would go out?
I only remember once that I was ever left with a babysitter and they went out.
Okay, and there was no outside interest. She never, if she went anywhere,
she
took
me.
You, but she never really went any place.
No, if they went to friends to play cards, they took me. If they just didn't. Of course, Daddy was gone so much that they didn't really have a chance at too much of a social life.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, she the one time they went and left me with a babysitter, I wasn't very old, and I crawled up in the cupboard and got down my cough medicine and drank the whole bottle. So she hated to leave me with a babysitter because she didn't know what I might try.
Okay, now that your father was gone so much, okay, do you think your mom and dad had a good relationship? One that you looked to base your own on?
I really think there couldn't have been more love and more respect. They were, in lots of ways, I look at them and think that my mom and dad were totally different people.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. When my dad retired, they went to Hawaii. They planned several vacations. My mother became ill, did not get to travel as much as they'd planned, and then Daddy died within a year after he'd retired. And so they didn't get to do the traveling that they had planned to do together. But they were looking forward to the day, and they had saved for the day when they could retire and do things together. Before I was born, they talk of the times when they went fishing together and camped out and did a lot together, and I really think that they did enjoy each other's company all along.
How long were they married before you came along?
15 years.
Okay, so they did have, there was a period of time when they did enjoy it.
They had a lot of time, and when they were in Cheyenne, they would go out to Crystal Lake fishing, get up real early and go out, kind of like we can here, go down to the gorge. It's only, you know, like 20 miles, and they'd go out to Crystal and be there sun up and fish and then come back at noon so that Daddy could be back to go on call for the extra board or whatever as he was working his way up.
Okay, you said for only a month. Okay, did your mom and dad live in Greeley then for a long time?
No, they had a ranch or a farm out of Loveland that they had had, Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, okay.
And they had lived there for just a couple years, but they hadn't lived on the farm the whole time because Daddy was still working the railroads. And he would move from railroad to railroad, whichever was not laying off, whoever had the busy season. And then as soon as I was born, they sold the farm and settled in Cheyenne. And by that time, the Union Pacific had picked up enough business-wise, and Daddy was old enough seniority-wise that he wasn't liable for layoffs yearly like it had been as he was working his way up.
Did you move to Cheyenne because of you? Or did they move because of your father?
Mainly
because
of his, I think mainly because of his job.
It was easier for him to get back and forth?
Right, because Lee Loveland is probably about 60 miles from Cheyenne, and when he would get called back to work, Mother would stay on the farm alone, and he would go and work for the couple months or whatever, and then come back to the farm.
Oh, so there was many times your mom spent alone.
My mother spent a lot of time alone, always has.
Mm-hmm.
And probably this tends to make her the loner type person that she is.
Okay. You said you said your father had some relatives in Kansas.
Right.
Okay. Did he have any in Wyoming at all, or
no.
Any closer than Kansas?
My mother had no close family. Her mother and brother, who she was close to, had died before I was born by several years. And her father lived in Montana, who I talk about my grandpa coming and spending time. My father's whole family was from Kansas, except for one of his brothers who lived in North Platte, Nebraska. For a short period of time, I had some cousins that lived in Denver. And I can remember one or two holidays when we spent with them. But basically, there was no family. We were a family of three, and that was all.
Okay. And so you didn't really see them all that often?
I really don't have any close relatives, no. Cousins, or like a lot of families where the cousins are close and played together and spent the summers together. No.
Okay. Do your parents have good friends then? If your father was gone, did they still have a select few?
Not really. Daddy had some friends that he worked on the railroad with that he was probably fairly close friends with. And then with with Mother and Daddy being so much older, their friends had gone through having their children. Their children were raised. Then suddenly I came along and they were tied down with a baby. And although some of the people would call or come by, it got in Mother not wanting to leave me and not wanting to maybe drag me out as much as they had children to be dragged along. They slowly but surely grew away from most all of their friends.
Okay, so, like, well, for instance, I have... Alrighty. Okay, so, now, when you got older, when you were in high school, were your friends, now did they become... Did you have a few close friends?
I have...
That became maybe sisters or, you know...
I have one close friend, and she still is a good friend, but we went to high school together. She was active in the church. No, this one lived in Cheyenne. She was also active in my church. But other than that, I never really had any real close friends.
Okay, you said no, your mom devoted all her time usually to you. And when you started breaking off with your friends, was there a little bit of...
yes, the okay. Jealousy.
Okay.
I really think that because it's... When I would start to get a really close friend, and I love my mother dearly, but I think there were times when I would start to get a real close friend, and she would find fault with them. And then I would, you know, kind of grow away from that one a little bit, and it continued. And I found it even as I started dating, that and the phrase, nobody's good enough for my daughter, became very, very true. And Mother still feels, even though... I'm married and everything else, every once in a while the comment will be made about I'm all of the only family she has. She does not include my husband as her family.
And her grandchildren?
Well, she doesn't feel close to her grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And consequently, you know, yes, they are her family. But now that Ada's married, she has made the statement to me, well, she's not my family any longer. And it really is kind of sad because it makes her so much more lonely than she need to be.
Okay. While you were at school, did you have any part-time jobs?
No, I never worked. Never babysat.
Okay, how did you ever get your money? Or, you know, everybody went for soda or whatever. How did you get your money?
I got an allowance. Mm. Part of it was bribery for practicing.
Okay, and... well, how old were you when you first had your first job then?
When I was in college, yeah.
When you were in college? Now, was that
after
a part-time
I was married.
Okay, now you... Okay, when did you get married then?
I got married in December of my freshman year in college. Halfway through my freshman year in college.
Okay, well, I want to backtrack a little bit. Okay, do you guys did have a prom at your
yes.
high school? Did you go to your prom?
Yes.
And,
with a blind date.
With a blind date?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that fixed? Who was that fixed up by a friend, by parents?
It was sort of, yeah, by a friend. I had been dating, had been going steady, like everybody did, and we broke up. And the comment was made to me, are you going to prom? And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, I'm not going to take you. So I decided I would find a date and go. And I didn't care, you know, what. And so a friend said, my boyfriend will be coming home from the university, and he's got a friend. And I said, fine. And then I said to her a couple days later, where's this fella from? And she said, oh, from Baghdad, Iraq. And I panicked. I could see this little man in a turban charming snakes out of a basket. And I'm going, what have I gotten myself into? Come to find out, his father was a civil engineer living in Baghdad. His grandparents were raised at Egbert, which is approximately 30 miles east of Cheyenne. And he was attending the University of Wyoming because he was close to grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde, blue-eyed, very attractive, and not frightening or snakes or anything.
Okay, now you said that everybody usually had a steady date, okay? As you realize with you had your daughters and the peer pressures they have now, do you think that you guys had the same peer pressures as we did?
I don't think they were as bad. We had peer pressure, but I don't think it was as bad. But
at that time, a girl could say no, and that was it.
I think, yes, I think a lot more. And we didn't have the dope to the extent. You know, we had the alcohol.
And cigarettes. Oh, was that the big thing?
Yeah. And I never smoked. I couldn't stand beer, so I hardly ever drank. Of course, I was on strict enough curfew that if I wasn't home, somebody was looking for me, and I didn't get away with a whole lot.
But was, do you remember what your curfew was in high school?
Well, it depended, you know. My parents really, in lots of ways, for as strict as my mother was, she was also very liberal. After a game, I had half an hour, I had an hour maybe to get home, you know, time to go get a Coke and this sort of thing. And it wasn't you'll be in at 9 on weeknights and 11 on, it wasn't that. It was arranged around where I was going and what I was doing.
Okay. Now you said you got married in your sophomore year?
My freshman
year. In your
year
freshman year? Okay, did you know this the man you married?
It was my blind date for the senior prom. Mm.
So that's, okay. And what was his name?
Max. Taser. You were married almost 12 years.
Okay, and how long did you know you didn't know him very long?
No, I'd only known him about 6 months when we got married.
Did you have a big wedding?
No, very small.
And was there an objection from the parent side for only knowing him 6 months?
Not really that as much as, you know, you need to finish your schooling. You don't need to get married. My mother felt that I was getting married strictly to get away from home. She had the feeling that I did not want to come back home that summer. I don't feel that that was the reason. I think I just wanted the idea of being married appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all like on TV, you know, the glamour.
Mm-hmm.
Having not really seen how the other half lived, I don't think I was aware that there are problems in marriages.
Okay, now what college did you attend?
Colorado State University at Fort Collins.
Okay, and he attended the college.
He was at Wyoming at the time that we met, but he was in forestry and had been accepted and was transferring to Fort Collins. It was really kind of odd because I had already been accepted at Fort Collins and had my scholarship. And then after we met and started dating, he had already been accepted and was transferring to Fort Collins.
Mm.
So we dated during the first quarter of school and then were married over the Christmas break. And went back to school.
Okay, now you both continued schooling then?
Right.
Okay, and you continued through your first year?
Yes.
Did you go back the next fall?
No, I became pregnant, and we neither one went back.
Neither one? Okay,
no.
Now he never got his degree then either? Did he ever go back in later years?
He has never got his degree. He took correspondence courses and worked very, very hard, and later on passed his professional engineers as a licensed professional engineer in the state of Wyoming, which to me takes a lot of gumption and a lot of hard work, because he did not get it with a degree from the university. He did it with self-study. I think there was some on both our parts.
Because you did enjoy it.
Right. I had little things, like I had planned to
When you realized the relationship you had with your mother at the time, did you want that kind of, you know, what did you want to do differently with your daughter?
I wanted to be a mother, but I also wanted to be a friend. And Ada is a lot like I am personally. Relate better.
Okay, if you had any advice to your, like your daughter, would you tell her they only have a 20-year span?
I would say between the 20 and 30, you know, have your children while you're between 20 and 30. I think once you get into your late 30s, you're getting almost too old to be able to go and do with them, and you get tired and my mother didn't go to the football games and the basketball games, and she didn't even go to all my concerts. She went to some, but as I got older, she was getting older and not as well, and was getting tired. And we went to everything that the kids had.
Okay, now, when you got married, what did you had to give up your music?
My income, I taught piano and violin for several years while the children were little and at home.
Okay,
babies.
So you didn't, it wasn't really that you
no,
were
I
a
didn't.
Working mother, you know, you...
No, I didn't. I didn't really go to work until after both the kids were in school. I was home lots of times. I was giving lessons after they were home from school, but I was home.
Okay. Okay. And then you were married for 12 years.
Almost 12 years.
Okay. And then you were divorced.
I was divorced.
Okay. And how long were you not married for?
Almost 4 years.
Okay, and you were the sole supporter in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think that affected your life? I mean,
how did you
change?
It made me grow up. Because as an only child and a dominating mother, which I feel, you know, she was, I had not had to do things for myself. And then I was married and I had a husband who did things, took the car to the garage and, you know, just simple old things, and suddenly I had to do it. And I think I grew up a lot.
How did it affect your kids?
I think they learned a lot. I can remember that we never really went without, because we had their father gave adequate support, and I worked and was very fortunate. I only worked a part-time job, so I was still able to be home with them.
Mm.
And but we didn't have the money for little extra goodies, and we did not have potato chips and pop and some of these kind of things. Charlie took a paper out when he was 9 years old so that he could buy some of the things that he might want, that because we again were living in a neighborhood with parents that could afford to buy for their kids.
Oh, you still lived in the, you know, upper section,
right,
upper class. Okay, now when you lived, when you were first married, your first husband, were you considered upper class? Still upper to middle?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you did fairly well without either of you having a degree. You still did fairly well for yourselves.
Right.
Okay, and then how long were you single before you met Jerry? Your second husband?
Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years. Okay, and then how long did you know him before you were married?
Again, about 6 months, but I'd known Jerry for a long time. He was in high school at the same time I was. He was 2 years ahead of me in high school.
Did you ever do anything with him when you were in high school?
No, wouldn't have a thing to do with him. He was rotten.
Okay, now how did you re-meet him after, you know?
I had a very good friend who was married to a cousin of my first husband's. And we were divorced within a month of each other.
Hmm.
And so we had kind of become, if there's anybody in my life who probably has been a sister, it would probably be Karen, and we became very, very close. She was dating a member of the Cheyenne Police Department, and Jerry had been on the Cheyenne Police Department and then had been gone from Cheyenne and had just come back, and he was divorced and his mother was not well, and he'd come back and was staying with his mother. Then they had called and asked me if I would go have coffee, and it was on Charlie's birthday, and I said no, and I wouldn't go. I was also remembering how wild Jerry had been in high school. And then about a week later, Karen had stayed with Charlie while I had taken Ada and gone to Lander to Grand Bethel for Judge Fathers, and came home, and they stopped by for coffee, Jerry and the other gentleman. And like his mother always said, he left for coffee at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, got home at 5 o'clock on Monday morning. She was certainly glad he hadn't left for dinner, because he might have been gone for a week. And we just really hit it off, although I think Jerry was really pretty smart. He made up to the kids and started doing things with the kids. He started helping Charlie's Little League coach his Little League team and doing these types of things.
So he really just fit right into
He became a father to the kids, and that would have been, if I had even thought at that time, I had no desire to get married again. Had I thought about it, it would have been, you know, this would have had to have been a real consideration, because they were, well, when Jerry and I were married, they were 11 and 13, so,
oh,
you know,
okay, so they were younger.
They were my my responsibility in my life, and so
now, did they have any resentment towards Jerry, or did Jerry just fit right in right away?
Jerry fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
When we were married, I think one of the most beautiful things, they helped write the ceremony, and they stood up with us, although not legally on paper, but they stood up with Jerry and I, and they took vows with him, accepting them as their stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this saved a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember one time, oh, I don't know, we'd been married maybe a year, maybe not quite that long, and he had corrected Ada, and she didn't like it, and she got very angry, and she told him as she stormed off to her room that she'd divorce him if she could afford it, but since she couldn't, she was stuck with him.
Oh, that was a good one. Mm. Okay, oh, I lost my train of thought. I had a question to ask you.
Well, I think something like that will throw you. Charlie's idea at the end of the ceremony, when the minister said, how should we end this? Charlie, in dead seriousness, looked at him and said, well, I think they ought to shake hands. So we did.
It's a contract, I guess, yeah. That's Charlie. I'm getting to learn him. Okay, now you have one. Ada's married,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to have a baby,
mm-hmm.
and she lives in
Warland,
Wyoming. Okay, now your son goes to college where?
Right now he's at the Northern Arizona University in AU. Yeah, Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff.
You think he'll come back and live in Wyoming?
Yes. At Christmas he was talking. He attended Florida, the University of Tampa in Florida, his freshman year. Then he didn't like the East. He wanted to come back west.
Is there anything he said that he could compare that was different?
Well, I think one of the big things he got thinking about was the time change. And as we grew up, as my kids grew up, one of the big things was Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
You always watched Monday Night Football. But it was over by, 10 o'clock was late, and it was always over. And suddenly, when he got to Florida, he realized that Monday Night Football doesn't even start till 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, gee, my kids would have to grow up not being able to watch Monday Night Football. So this was...
Okay.
He discovered he does not really like the big hustle bustle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you've been to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Jerry lived out of the state. Would you
Jerry lived in Nevada and in Omaha, Nebraska.
Do you think that the two of you will all just reside in Wyoming for the...
I think the possibility when we retire of going someplace where it's warmer, the cold weather really gets to Jerry with his arthritis and,
mm-hmm.
and so on. And being an avid golfer, I think he would like to go someplace where he can play golf more. But I think our home ties will always be in Wyoming.
Okay.
He moved around and didn't like it and came back.
Now, would you move to a smaller city as they are here? They're smaller cities.
I don't think either one of us could ever cope with a big.
The
we loved Lusk because of no problem with traffic. I get mad trying to get home from work at 5 o'clock here in Rock Springs because the traffic, and it's nothing compared to most places.
Is there any kind of, anything that you can remember about things that have happened to you that or any kind of interest? Now you told me once that. You were in a snowstorm with Charlie. You were just due to have Charlie.
Well, yeah. The spring of '62, just prior the Saturday before Mother's Day, we were heading for Egbert, a little community, with some flowers for Max's grandmother who was dying of cancer and not well. And Ada was like 2 and a half, and we were in the car, and we got about 5 miles east of town. Really, you could still see town. You were or should have been able to. On the hill heading out of town, and the snowstorm was so bad that we got stuck on the interstate highway, and the raid came on the radio and they said not to worry that the snow plows were out, and he was stuck right next to us, and we sat there probably about 2 hours before we were able to get unstuck and turned around and back into town.
Well, now you've never lived out of Wyoming, but would you say with all the winters and all the weather that you've gone through, do you bad winters, mild winters, how do you like the weather here?
I like the weather. I can't, when it gets real rainy, I like to live in Washington or Oregon where it's rainy and cloudy. I'd never take it. I become very, very depressed. I get disgusted with the wind, but I'm beginning to think that lots of places have wind,
mm-hmm.
and not just Wyoming. Our winters are cold and they get bad, but to me you can fight the snow. Sometimes tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, you don't, there's not much you can do. And a blizzard, yeah, you can use your good common sense and stay in out of it, usually.
Okay. Did you ever hunt when you were little?
I've never hunted. I have no desire to. I won't even shoot at them. My dad liked to hunt, but again, because of his work during the time that I was growing up, he did very little of it. He loved to fish, and they did take me fishing some.
So do you still like to fish?
No, I really don't. I love to go out, but I have no desire to catch them. The rest of my family likes to catch them, so they catch them, and I eat them, because they don't like to eat them, so we get along real well.
Oh.
And I love to go out. I'll go. Mm-hmm. I'll go hunting, but I have no desire to do it myself. I just like to be out in the country. I don't think you can find country any prettier than Wyoming. There's a lot of beautiful places in our country I have visited, and I realize that. But as far as just sheer beauty that goes on and on and on, and I don't care, even like here at Rock Springs where there's no trees, it's a desert, but there's some, look at the sky and the sunset mm-hmm. over White Mountain. You see beauty that you can't see in other places. I remember one time I was in Wisconsin, and it's absolutely gorgeous up in Wisconsin Dells. I became very depressed because I felt like I had claustrophobia. There was the foliage on the ground, and the trees were coming over, and there was the leaves and the moss going up the tree, and there was just too much. I wanted to see dirt on the ground and a tree and leaves above me, and then some sky up above, and it just was all too much and closing in on me.
I'm getting used to it, though. Okay, for all the years that you did live in Cheyenne, were you ever involved in any of the frontier days or any of the activities that ever, went on?
Constantly. As a little girl, my mother had grown up in Red Lodge, Montana, with Turk Greeno and the Linderman Boys. And I don't know how many people that are not real familiar with rodeos, but Bud and Bill Linderman were some of the greatest cowboys ever around. And when I was little, we'd go out to the rodeo, and then afterwards we'd sit in the tent and drink coffee and talk with the cowboys, sometimes with casts on their arms and on their legs and bandages on their sides where they'd been gored by the bulls and the bull riding and so on. And as I was little, you used to go in and sit on horseback and watch the rodeo. And now, of course, you can't get near it. As I got older, both my husbands were very involved. Max worked with the racing committee, and I can remember doing my part of running the jockeys' silks to the laundry so they could get them cleaned and back for the next day. Jerry worked with the parade committee, and Max and I danced with the Daisy Bristow's dancers, which Daisy Bristow is one of the really historical women of Wyoming. I helped with the Daisy Bristow Day in the early 60s, probably about 65, when they had a big day celebration for her because she at that time was 90-some years old, and as of this recording, unless in the last few weeks she's died, she's still alive and well over 100. A terrific woman and somebody that's really fun to visit with. Then, after Jerry and I were married, he worked and as part of the parade committee, rebuilt and took care of all of Daisy's clothes. And I rode once on Hell's Half Acre, and once was enough for me. But Frontier Days was a very definite part of my life and always has been. I've missed it 1 year since we've been gone.
I'm going to backtrack a little bit. You said that you went to Frontier Days with your mother. Was your father there? Or a lot of times did you just go with your mother?
Usually mother and I go out because daddy was working.
Okay. Besides shopping, now you said you went shopping with your mom, went to Denver.
We'd go to Denver on the train.
Okay, you went shopping or Frontier Days. Was there anything else that what other kind of entertainment did the two of you get? Did you go to movies or, the movies or mayonnaise?
I never have been a movie goer, and probably because I never did that much.
How about the circus?
The circus would come to town, and that was another big deal because the circus, of course, always came in on the train, and with Daddy being official, we knew when they'd get there, and we would get up in the middle of the night. And these are the kind of fun things Mother would do that a lot of mothers probably wouldn't have. We'd get up in the middle of the night and we'd go down and watch them unload. And then they would walk through town up Snyder Avenue out to the fairgrounds or Frontier Park. And of course, then you could watch the the elephants, you know, helping put up the tents and all of this. And then some of the boys that were my age, and Jerry talked about this, they would go out and they'd get there early in the morning and they would help set up and help work with the elephants getting things set up, and then they'd get free passes to the circus for helping set up.
Now, was it a big event for when the circus came down? A lot of people get up in the middle of the night to come in and watch them?
Not too many watch them set up. The circus was a big event, and by mid-morning, you had all kinds of people out watching them set up. But to watch them go through town and then tear down at night and go back through town, no. And it's really kind of a shame that the circus doesn't do that anymore, because it's really something to see. Those elephants really...
Now, is the circus ever... Being that I haven't lived here very long, does circus ever come through?
You get little circuses. The Shriners always have their Shrine Circus, but they aren't held in the tents and the stuff that the old Ringham, Bingham, Barnum and Bailey. And even if you go to Denver or Salt Lake or some of the big places, they're usually held in the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. So I think the days of the big top and the circus tents and watching the elephants work are over.
Okay. Well, I think that's...